Welcome to our program, Taking Care of Business. It is part of our worldwide Network for Success programming. Taking Care of Business will help you learn how successful managers and business owners manage their businesses, capitalize on opportunities, and overcome adversity. Our objective is to help you understand and apply their insights, then use your expertise in your own business or job so that you can become more successful. Taking Care of Business is sponsored by Consulting Task Force. CTF is a full-service consulting firm known for providing personalized end-to-end business building methods, as well as cost-saving tools and techniques focused on improving your business. CTF helps your business grow and prosper.
This is Joe Camara with an interesting twist on some of our interviews. Today I'm going to be interviewing at the Daytona Speedway, International Speedway in Florida. The BMW Race Challenge at Daytona is featuring Stoner Car Care and Invisible Glass Aston Martin Vintage GT4s. We're going to be interviewing Chris Wilson. Okay, let me stop this. For Chris Wilson and Gary Ferreira in the number 19. Got to start over again, sorry. For Chris Wilson and Gary Ferreira in the number 99 Invisible Glass Aston Martin Vantage GT4, it was a story of what might have been. Both drivers were looking for a repeat of the podium finish last year, and their strategy looked to be going on plan. Early as Ferreira turned the car over to Wilson, his longtime driver coach in good shape, with 2 minutes and 32 seconds remaining, Wilson began to charge through the field, putting the car in a P10 when the power steering failed. He nursed the car home and has blisters to show for it. It was an interesting race, said Ferreira. We made some changes post-qualifying and went a bit in the wrong direction, so we had a good amount of push. We kept it going, but there wasn't much we could do once the power steering went out on Chris. If it had been anyone else besides someone with his many years of experience, we wouldn't have finished. The team did a great job. So if we figure this out, we'll be in good shape going forward. In the early 2000s, Stoner CEO Rob Eklund Jr. attended Skip Barber Racing School and needed a place to hone his love of speed and performance. Through a mutual friend, Rob met the folks at Automatic Racing, and a long-lasting friendship and partnership developed. Automatic Racing has been part of the IMSA circuit since 2002 as a major player in the Grand Sport Division. Automatic Racing has nearly 20 podium finishes and more than 50 top 10 finishes since their inception. Automatic has a long history of coaching, testing, and guiding many young drivers, as well as helping new drivers develop and advance their careers. I'm assuming at some point you got started in racing in some fashion. How did that happen?
Yeah, actually, I was working for a company in Los Angeles, commercial developer, you know, in Lawndale, California, actually, so LA. And I'd only been working there because I graduated from college and I went to work for this company, and I'd only been working there 3 months. And they gave me tickets to the Long Beach Grand Prix. I went to the Long Beach Grand Prix, and I didn't go back to work. Because I was like, how do you do this? This is what I want to do. And I was like, this is the coolest thing in the world. And it was IndyCar, so it was, I think it was 1986, actually. So it was IndyCar was the main show, it still is. And I just went walking around in the pits, and I just talked to every team there was, and I'm like, how do you do this? I want to do this. And by the end of the weekend, I had 3 job offers, you know, because they're willing to take warm bodies. As long as you're willing to work, they're because I was like, I'll sweep the floor, I got a truck driving license, I'll drive your truck, whatever you want. And I had just moved to LA, so 2 of them were to move to Indianapolis, where most IndyCar teams are. And the other one was a sports car team that ran Porsche GTP cars. And they were in Laguna Beach, California. And I was like, yeah, that sounds better. So I went to work and swept floors and drove their truck and, you know, did that for probably a year. And I was the fueler during pit stops. And, you know, I started hitting up the drivers. And I was like, how do you do what you do? I want to do that. And a couple of the drivers, which I don't know how much you know about racing, but there were some big time drivers, an ex Formula One driver, Jochen Moss.
Oh yeah, wow.
He was on the team. John Morton, another guy that's been around sports cars forever. Jim Busby was the team owner and also a driver. And so I was just asking all those guys, and they're like, well, you gotta go to racing school, of course. That's how you learn this. And so they hooked me up with the people at Riverside Raceway, which was the Jim Russell Racing School. And they got me a deal on a school, which was just 3 days at the time. And so I went and did the 3-day school, and you know, I was like, okay, this is really cool. I want to keep doing this. And so the school had a program where if you worked for the school working on their race cars, they would allow you to race for free. And so I did that for a year. And so I basically got my, you know, internship, if you will, on learning how to race cars for a year by working on the race cars and not making any money.
I understand.
So anyway, that's how I got my start in racing.
Well, so obviously you must have driven for a while, but then so at some point you made a transition to managing a team.
Well, I've owned race teams, I've managed them, I've been the engineer, I've been the truck driver, everything else.
So when an opportunity presented itself, you took it?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you never, right?
Yeah.
So you're around the paddock, you're talking to people like yourself,
yeah.
And you network. And so, you know, I've been doing it ever since. And that was, what, 86? So, what is it, 2020? Was that 34 years? Is that right?
Around there, I don't know. Whatever the number is.
Right.
It's been a while.
Been a while. So I have no other life skills.
Well, maybe I should ask this at the end, but I'm going to ask it now. Obviously, you've learned to manage. And so the key question is, what do you think is a success for you as a manager?
Well, I'm not managing right now, so I'm just driving.
I see.
So I have brought a customer to these guys, which is a friend of mine, that I coach. And that's kind of been my forte is, you know, through networking, I get hooked up with these people that want to go racing. I teach them to race, and then I race with them. So that's what I'm doing right now. And
okay.
I brought, you know, a customer to these guys.
Yeah.
And we're racing with Automatic.
Yeah. Well, I had a wrong impression. I talked to somebody, and they said you were the team manager. So people people must think you're the team manager.
Probably because I'm spouting off all the time. I don't know.
Well, you know, you don't have to be have a title of manager to manage.
Well,
in my opinion,
I try and help out as much as I can since I have done all the different jobs at one time or another. Because I started as a mechanic too.
Yeah, yeah. So if you see the car needs cleaning, and you know, nobody seems to be doing that, you kind of get somebody to
myself.
Or you do it yourself, right.
Lead by example, right?
Right, exactly, exactly. Well, it's an interesting, I interviewed another guy, Ian.
Ian James?
No, Lynch? I don't know. My bad, I'm terrible
That's
at
all
names.
Right.
Anyway, his comments were very similar about managing people. He said, you know, he works with them rather than having them work for them. And that sounds like what you're doing.
I mean, sure, you need to delegate, but, you know, you lead by example, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you're just sitting behind a desk and just spouting off, you do this, you do that, I mean, it doesn't go very far, right?
Yep. So in terms of this team in particular, how many people are working here or with you?
Well, this weekend, I think there was 14 crew members, spotters, two spotters, obviously the drivers, you know, hospitality, 20-something
people. Yeah, that's great. And do you have some at home base, or is home base on the road?
For me, it's on the road, you know, because the team is based in Orlando. I live in Colorado, so I fly in just for the weekends.
I see. So you're probably going to Sebring next.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So does the team go directly there, or do they have a home
base? No, they're in Orlando, so it's just down the road
right. Where
the shop is.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. One of the things I'm curious about is sponsorships, and since it sounds like because of your ability to network, you're able to find sponsors. So what advice would you give to somebody who's maybe in a fledgling team that needs to find sponsors, and what do you suggest they do? I mean, networking is pretty broad, so
yeah,
any
well,
specific ideas?
And of course, you got to be careful with the terminology of sponsorship, because
really,
what goes along in people's mind of what sponsorship means is, here, I'll give you money. It is never give you money. It's some sort of partnership, and that's why we always try and use sponsors, partners. You know, you're trying to hook up with partners, and my whole philosophy is not what they're going to do for me, what I can do for them.
Great.
And so that's the way you have to lead, is, okay, what can I do from your standpoint? What are the problems that you want to solve with your team, your company, whatever the case may be? Because business is, it's problem solving. And that's what racing is too, problem solving. How can I help you solve your problem? And so, you know, those are the partnerships that we try and get going, is, hey, what can we do for you?
So in general, without necessarily, unless you want to mention your current sponsor, which will be good because there's some free publicity involved, but in general, how would you say you do this? What partnership activities do you get involved in with your sponsors in general?
Well, you know, with this team, it's Stoner Car Care, so obviously being in the car business, it's great for them because, you know, you set stuff up. And I get people that come by all the time, you know, and Invisible Glass is one of their products.
Right.
And so people come by and go, oh, I love that Invisible Glass. That works so well, you know. And
Yeah. Obviously,
you know, that helps him sell products.
Yeah. Oddly enough, that's one of the reasons I wanted to interview your team. I was here 4 years ago, got some Invisible Glass, and figured, well, I want to get some more.
Right.
And maybe I can interview somebody. So I'm very happy that you had a little stand out front I could get
exactly.
A couple of more Invisible Glass
and
wipes.
And Rob Eklund is one of the drivers on the team. He owns Stoner Parking.
So he
likes racing. Obviously, it helps him being at the racetrack trying to promote his product. So.
Well, other than putting the name on the, you know, everything that you drive and, you know, the truck, the car and everything, what other things do you do to be a partner?
Well, something that we tried to do a couple years ago, and what I always like to do, is how can we move more product for whatever the product is.
Yeah, right.
And with Stoner Car Care,
I
actually had a relationship with Target, because Target was partnering with Chip Ganassi Racing. I don't know if you remember that a few years ago. Target was on all Chip Ganassi's cars.
Right.
So I went and talked to Target and I said, hey, I'd like to get you introduced to Invisible Glass, Stoner Car Care, to try and help move more product through Target stores.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so Rob, he's like, that would be great if you could get me in the door there, because he had already been selling product through Target stores, but wanted some sort of person that could help move more product.
Yeah, sure.
And if that meant, you know, at the checkout stand, he's there, you know, his products are there, or what. So I ended up trying to put a partnership together with Target, Stoner Car Care, and helping him move more product through Target stores.
Yeah, great. It's interesting to me that people would just put their name on a car or on a truck or whatever and think that that's sufficient. And
no, that's that much of it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the audience didn't see what that much was, but it was a minute amount, right?
A hair.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I don't know, whoever is managing this team, is this team profitable? Do they make money or is it a break even?
I mean, I think you're doing well to break even. I mean, nobody does this racing stuff and going into it thinking they're going to make money. You know, what's the old adage? How do you make a small fortune in racing? You start with a large one, right? So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, if you can break even and, you know, it's a passion. And if you can develop these partnerships and everyone's happy and you get to go to the racetrack and race cars, I mean, it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah. So it's curious to me that a lot of teams, Ian in particular, doesn't have a person who's mainly responsible for sponsorship acquisition. Don't you think that that would be something every team should have?
Well, you know, it's, you got to hire someone. If you don't know how to do it yourself, and there's, like any business, there's a lot of shysters out there that will say, oh, I'll help you. I'll help you get sponsorship, right? And they usually never do anything except to take your money because you pay them,
sure,
you know, a salary or whatever, and they never come through for you. So it usually has to be somebody within the team that has a vested interest in really making that happen.
Well, let me give you an idea. I don't know if it's worth doing, but I'm in the Rolex Lounge, and they said a team came up and introduced themselves and wanted to talk with whoever was at the Rolex Lounge. Now, most of those people have pay more than a small ticket. They're, you know, they're mostly business people. The three guys I met there initially, one was an attorney, one was business relationships, but it was all business people up there. Mm-hmm. Would it make sense to take some members and go up and say, hey, you know, we're here, we'd like to talk to anybody that wants to talk to us and see what might develop?
I mean, sure. Like I said, networking is everything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, definitely.
Well, it's an idea that maybe you'll use in the future. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, a lot of those deals, they're already partnered with somebody anyway. Because they're in those boxes, invited guests from somebody that's involved here.
Yeah. Well, I'm not talking about the boxes. The Rolex Lounge is just a very big indoor and outdoor location where people like me who don't have an affiliation with a team anything go.
I guess I didn't even know about this.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
I thought you were talking about the boxes.
Right. Nope. It's a lounge and it's open to anybody that pays for the ticket, you know, and then they have dinner and lunch and you can be inside or outside. We'll be done shortly.
Yeah, he's calling me. My sponsor's calling me right now.
Oh, all right. Well, let me see if... Well, the last thing I would guess is, is there some thing or some activity that a person might want to contact the team about, you know, to offer their services? And if so, how would they get in touch with you and, you know, or someone else?
Yeah, I mean, David Russell is the team owner.
Okay.
So it would be David Russell. And Automatic Racing is based in Orlando, Florida. And I could probably give you the phone number.
That'd be good.
So hang on just a second. But they have their own website, which is automaticracing.com. And the phone number, hang on. And again, David Russell's team owner, and that's his direct line.
And give him the number again, because people who didn't have a pencil, paper and pencil handy.
Okay, fair enough. 407 230 7575.
Introducing 100% Sales Growth, the only program you will ever need. The internet is saturated with programs promising to double your sales, but they only offer the same old piecemeal marketing programs of yesteryear, leading to substandard results. While piecemeal marketing is easy to understand, its potential for success is limited. As you complete our 10-session program, worksheets, and the bonus program, you will see your business grow. We will help you increase your brand awareness and create greater visibility, strengthen your industry credibility, stimulate increased buying interest, generate more qualified leads, produce more sales, and enhance your customer retention ratio. www.100%salesgrowth.com.
For Chris Wilson and Gary Ferreira in the number 99 Invisible Glass Aston Martin Vantage GT4, it was a story of what might have been. Both drivers were looking for a repeat of the podium finish last year, and their strategy looked to be going on plan. Early as Ferreira turned the car over to Wilson, his longtime driver coach in good shape, with 2 minutes and 32 seconds remaining, Wilson began to charge through the field, putting the car in a P10 when the power steering failed. He nursed the car home and has blisters to show for it. "It was an interesting race," said Ferreira. "We made some changes post-qualifying and went a bit in the wrong direction, so we had a good amount of push. We kept it going, but there wasn't much we could do once the power steering went out on Chris. If it had been anyone else besides someone with his many years of experience, we wouldn't have finished. The team did a great job. So if we figure this out, we'll be in good shape going forward." In the early 2000s, Stoner CEO Rob Eklund Jr. attended Skip Barber Racing School and needed a place to hone his love of speed and performance. Through a mutual friend, Rob met the folks at Automatic Racing, and a long-lasting friendship and partnership developed. Automatic Racing has been part of the IMSA circuit since 2002 as a major player in the Grand Sport Division. Automatic Racing has nearly 20 podium finishes and more than 50 top 10 finishes since their inception. Automatic has a long history of coaching, testing, and guiding many young drivers, as well as helping new drivers develop and advance their careers.
If you have a successful business and would like to participate in a future program, call 575-RESULT-6 any time of the day or night. Taking Care of Business is sponsored by Consulting Task Force. CTF is a full-service management consulting firm known for providing personalized end-to-end business-building methods, as well as cost-saving tools and techniques focused on improving your business. CTF helps your business grow and prosper. If you missed some or all of our show, you may view it again by logging into our website. This free sign-in provides you with many benefits. Just visit www.networkforsuccess.com for more details. Thank you for joining us.